Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Cape Spin, An American Power Struggle, is a new documentary about power. Power in various forms, alternative power, wind power specifically, but also political power, and of course the power of political spin. It tells the story of the 10-year battle to site the nation's first offshore wind farm in Nantucket Sound off the coast of Cape Cod. Proponents and opponents of Cape Wind have spent more than $70 million on the fight, which has resulted in some unexpected and bizarre political alliances and an abundance of confusing and often contradictory political spin. Robbie Gemmell and John Kirby produced, wrote, directed, and edited Cape Spin, An American Power Struggle, which opens tomorrow at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline. And Robbie, John, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
This has been such a divisive struggle. What is it about this particular fight that has attracted so much money, so much power, and so much heat? And let me start with you, Robbie Gemmell.
Well, I think energy has become the zeitgeist of America, and this is a very large project that a lot of people feel will launch an entire new industry and really push things in the right direction on the energy front. But the location they've chosen is one that has been cherished and protected by generations and generations of people on the Cape and Islands, and a lot of them clearly feel as though this would interfere with their way of life.
So let's lay it out a bit. Cape Wind has won state and federal approval to site 130 wind turbines in Nantucket Sound. The driving force behind the project is Cape Wind President Jim Gordon, who has argued that this will be good for the Cape and the Islands and good for the environment. Here he is.
The Cape and Islands, according to the American Lung Association, has the worst air quality in Massachusetts. So we thought that by developing a major wind power project, we could supply 75% of the Cape and Islands electricity with zero pollutant emissions, zero water consumption, and zero waste discharge.
So that's Jim Gordon of Cape Wind. In your film, John, you make the point that he actually has a background in not-so-clean energy, right?
Yes. Well, the opponents are very quick to make that point. And, you know, Jim is an energy developer, and that is how he made his money in natural gas plants. And he continues to build all manner of plants, including biomass and other forms. So I get the sense he'd like to move in this direction as much as he can, but the opponents would tell you that that's just hogwash.
And speaking of opponents, on the other side of this debate has been the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound. And here's that group's executive director, Audra Parker.
Our position isn't that we are against wind power. We support renewable energy as an organization. This particular location, because of its unique geography, because of the fact that it's surrounded by the Cape and the two islands, is the worst location you could have for an industrial-scale wind plant.
So, Robbie, the Alliance is supported by some of the richest folks on the Cape and the islands, including Bill Koch, right, a powerful Republican who made a fortune in the oil business, right? So another one of these strange alliances that isn't immediately understandable.
Right. Yeah, it's fairly bizarre that he's the chairman of the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound, an environmental organization, when he has undoubtedly made his fortune doing some rather destructive mining practices globally. All in all, the Alliance is made up of a rather interesting mix of folks, from everyday people on the Cape to the wealthiest folks around.
And some of the most powerful among the opponents, of course, the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And here he is talking about this project and why he opposes it.
The interests of our state have been basically submerged for a special interest developer. It's a great deal for this developer. It's a great deal for his investors. It's a great deal for the venture capitalists that are put in there. They'll get money that they won't be able to count.
So there's the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And as we mentioned, this long struggle has created some really strange bedfellows. Ted Kennedy, opposed to Cape Wind, found an ally in the late Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, a pro-oil, pro-drill Republican. John, how did this come about?
You know, that's a mystery. The editor of the Providence Journal speculates that, you know, there must have been some sort of quid pro quo, some kind of cloakroom deal, because it was out of nowhere.
Well, one of the strangest moments in the film is seeing Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who heads the environmental group Riverkeepers and who opposes Cape Wind, squaring off against Greenpeace, which is in favor of Cape Wind. And here's a clip of John Pesacantando from your film, the former president of Greenpeace USA.
About 2002 or 2003, my research director at Greenpeace, Kurt Davies, came to me and he said, something bizarre is going on here. I'm being invited on an NPR program to debate Bobby Kennedy Jr. over whether or not we should have a wind farm out there. And I said, well, who's on which side?
Who's on which side, indeed? I mean, how did this come to be? RFK, one of the nation's sort of best-known environmentalists, squaring off against Greenpeace, one of the world's best-known environmental groups.
Right, yeah. RFK Jr. is certainly an environmental hero. He's fought mountaintop removal relentlessly and has done an amazing job cleaning up rivers and waterways, interestingly enough. So it's fascinating that he's come out against a wind farm. Curiously, he's also trying to develop large-scale renewable energies out west that face many of the similar issues that Cape Wind is facing.
John, there's a lot of humor in this film. You guys do the editing with sort of a light and humorous touch and really sort of show the way the political spin sort of buffets people back and forth. Did you guys come away with a position about who's right, which position makes more sense, or did you really try to play it right down the middle?
Well, we definitely tried to play it right down the middle in regards to Cape Wind, the project itself. And we also tried very much to pull out the humor that was there. I mean, you know, you had one side hiring actors to dress up as pirates and as birds, and the other side dressing up as sheikhs. In terms of our position, after many years in the editing room, it sort of came to us that maybe there's a third way. Hmm. And we try to highlight that in the end. I mean, whatever your position is on Cape Wind and whether or not it should be built, it seems to us that everybody should be moving forward in what you might call democratic distributed renewable energy. There are all kinds of renewable energy credits available, especially in Massachusetts. In the outreach program, the website we're doing, the Electron Project, you'll be able to type in your zip code and your energy bill, and you will learn in exact amounts of, you know, pounds of coal, tons of natural gas, et cetera, what your energy use is and where it comes from, all the way back to the point of extraction. And then we'll show you all the various ways that you can green your own home. So we should all be taking the responsibility to create our own grid, as it were, our own renewable energy grid.
Hmm. And Robbie, let me ask you about this. In all of this, and you depict this really well in the film, are the year-round residents of the Cape and the islands. And your film sort of shows them being buffeted by this huge political battle. Where do they stand? And did they even have a chance at sorting out the truth from the spin, do you think?
Well, we realize that this is undoubtedly a battle over public perception, and I think a lot of people have made up their minds one way or the other on some rather exaggerated facts and opinions. It's been incredibly divisive on the communities out there. There are brothers and siblings and family members that literally don't speak anymore.
So Cape Wind has won all the necessary state and federal approvals, but there are still a bunch of lawsuits pending against the project. So, John, how much longer does this fight go on?
Well, that all depends on who you ask, just like anything to do with Cape Wind. Even the number of lawsuits is in dispute. So how long will it go on? It will obviously depend on whether Jim Gordon can get funding. It'll depend on if some of these challenges go through. I think we've got a little ways to go before anything happens one way or the other.
That's John Kirby along with Robbie Gemmell. They produced, wrote, edited, and directed Cape Spin, An American Power Struggle, which opens tomorrow at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Up next, Crooked Steel frontwoman Aoife O'Donovan has struck out on her own, and she'll join us right here to play live in Studio 3. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.